We'll do in the Maimorim Melukotim in Chelek Gimel, we'll do the 23rd Maimer. And the Maimer is Matzo Zu Sha'onu Oichlim Al Shum Mo. This was said by the Rebbe on Yud Gimel Nisan at night, early Yudalid Nisan, the evening before the 14th of Nisan. And as it says right here in the beginning of the Maimer, Yud Gimel Nisan, of course, is the Yoim HaHilula, the Yortzeit of the Tzemach Tzedek, but it's also early Yudalid Nisan, before the 14th of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, but that's the birthday of the Rambam, and the Rebbe brings down exactly the time at after midday, an hour and a third after midday. This is from the Seder HaDoiris. And so I guess the Maimer basically is a connection between these two special events, Yud Gimel, Eirli Yud Dalet, the Hilula Yortzeit from the Tzemach Tzedek, and the birthday of the Rambam. Now, the Maimer was given in Tovshin Mem Tes, but it says in the notes over here that they published it at the same time, Erev Chag HaPesach Tovshin Mem Tes, so that was quite soon as the Maimer was said, right afterwards they actually published it. Okay, so let's do the Maimer inside. Matzah zu sha'onu oichli mal shumo, the matzah that we eat. This is part of the Haggadah. So we're saying, why do we eat the matzah? The reason for the matzah. Al shum shelo hispik b'tzekes shel aviseinu lahachmitz. For the dough of our fathers did not get the chance to become chametz. Ad shenigla aleihem melech malcha amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'ga'olam. Until revealed on them, on the Yidden, the king, the king's king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he redeemed them. This is from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, in which we say, when we hold the matzah, that's why we eat the matzah. Now, this thing that Lohit speak, the Betzekas of Aseinu Lahachmitz, took place in the day of the 15th of Nisan, and they were chased out, as it says in the Pasuk, so quickly, because the Egyptians wanted them out, that they did not have a chance to rise. So we're saying that we're eating the matzah on the night of Pesach, because on the next day, on the 15th day of Nisan, they didn't get a chance for the matzah, didn't get a chance to rise. But we know that the Yidden had been instructed to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. That is besides, before the fact that the dough did not have a chance to become chometz when they were leaving Mitzrayim. The Eibishter told them, Be'erev Techlu Matzah. So, Mevu'er Bedrushei Rabbeinu Nisienu. So it's explained in the Maimorim from Rabbeinu Nisienu, in the Kutei Torah, and other sources, the Zeh Sha'imer, the Posik says, Shahatam al achilas matzah bePesach. Why does he say that? Why are we eating matzah on Pesach? Hu mishum shelo hispik lahachmitz, because the dough did not get a chance to become chometz. Although there is actually the command, Shahatzivu al achilas matzah hoyelifnei zeh. The command to eat matzah on the night of Pesach came before what happened in the following day, that they didn't have a chance to bake, for the chametz, the matzah didn't have a chance to rise. So, he says, there's a difference. The matzah that we eat today, on the night of Pesach, is not because of the matzah that we eat, that we were told to eat on the night, but it's because of the matzah that they did not have a chance to bake. It didn't have a chance to rise. Ki behatziv uyala chilas matzah kisiv. Because when the Torah talks about eating the matzah on the night of Pesach, over there the pasuk says ba'erev toichlu matzis. In the evening you shall eat matzahs. That's the mitzvah of achilas matzah on the night of Pesach. So over there the word matzis is without a vav. Mem tzadik sof, no vav in between. Not mem tzadik vav sof, but mem tzadik sof. Matzis choser vav. Matzis missing the vav. Ubeposik vayoyfu esabotzik asher hoytziyum emitzrayim ugas matzis goyver. But later on in the posik, in where it talks about that they baked the dough that they took out of Mitzrayim, that they did not have a chance to become chometz, it says they baked it ugeis matzis goymer. They had to bake it matzah cakes, and it's a vav there goymer. Ksiv matzis moli vav. Over there is a matzah full with the vav. The hatzivui al achilas matzah hu koydem chatzos. The command eating of the matzah was before midnight. Before midnight on the 15th. Because on Pesach, as the Rebbe brings down in the note, it says that matzahs al meroidim yechlu. So you have to eat the korban Pesach. Matzahs and mutter together the korban Pesach. And the Pesach ain't a nechel ela at chatzos. As brought down in the Rambam, look at the Torah. So the matzahs that they ate had to be done before Chatzos, because that is when the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach is eaten together with the matzahs. Umekivon shekoydum Chatzos hoyu adayim b'Mitzrayim, and since it was before midnight, they were still in Egypt. That was before the Melech Malcham HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed. He came during Chatzos. But Chatzos Halayla Anoichi Yetzi B'Tech Mitzrayim. But this was before Chatzos. Lifnei Shenigla Aleihem Melech Malcham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lochein, and therefore B'Matzah Zu Kesiv. That's why in this Matzah it's written Matzas choser vav. It's written matzas that is lacking the vav, because there was no gilui of melech malcham lochim. That's why it's better of techlu matzvah of vav. Mashein kein beposik vayoyfu esabotzik asher oitziyu mimitzrayim ugis matzis goymer. That they baked the dough that they took out from Mitzrayim, matzis cakes over there. Medaber b'hamatzah she'ofu v'ochlu. They talks about the matzah that they baked and they ate it. La'acharei she'yotzu mimitzrayim. They, after they left already Egypt. The posik says, es habotzek asher hoitziyu mimitzrayim. The dough that they had taken out of Egypt. When did they go out of Egypt? That was already after midnight, after midday, says, but the main thing is, it was after Chatzos. When, what happened at Chatzos? At Chatzos, that was the gilui from Melech Malcham Lachem Kodesh Baruch Hu to redeem them. Lochein, b'matzah zuksiv. Matzis moli vav. That's why that matzis is full with the vav. It has a vav in it because it has the gilui of nigla aleihem malach malcham loch. So now that's what we say when we say, why do we eat the matzis? Even though we're eating the matzis lifnei chatzois, but our matzis lifnei chatzois have in it the revelation that the matzahs that came after Chatzos. V'zehu gam mashe behamatzah shekoydem Chatzos. No, so first that brings another point. Also, in the matzah, when we talk about the reason there is no vav, the same thing is also in the matzah that comes before Chatzos. It's written, ksiv, ushmartem es hamatzis. It says you have to guard the matzahs. In Bo Yud Beis Yud Zayin, because over there, we're still discussing the time in which it was the mitzvah of Lifnei Chatzos, the eating of the matzah. Why do we have to shmartim es hamatzis? Why do we have to guard the matzis? Shetzricha shimur. It needs guarding. Shaloi tovel lechimus. It shouldn't come to become chometz. But in the matzah that follows chatzos, over there it's written by Yoifus Abotzik Goimer, they baked the dough. It says matzos kiloi chometz. They baked it in matzos. It's not chometz. It doesn't say that they guarded it not to become chometz. They baked the matzos on their own. It didn't become chometz. Shema atzmo lebo lidei chimutz. On its own, it didn't come to chimutz. This is explained based upon what we said that lifnei chatzos, there was no gilui of nigla aleihem, so there we need shimur. But the matzis after chatzos, over there was nigla aleihem already, so leintzricha shimur. Kamatzis achre chatzos, he bechinas matzis molivov. The matzis that is after chatzos is matz molivov, which is hagilui. The vov is represents the gilui, the nigla aleihem melech malcham lochem hakodesh baruch hu. That and on them was revealed Melech Machma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Velochein Ein Tzricha Shimur Mechimutz. That's why it does not require to guard it from becoming chametz. So now the Rebbe says that this distinction between before Chatzos and after Chatzos was before, was it that year, the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now, after Matan Torah, we have the level of nigla aleihem even in the matzis lifnei chatzos. V'hinei chiluk zeh shebein koidem chatzos ulachri chatzos. This difference between before midnight and after midnight, we're talking about the gilui in the matzis hoyerak bePesach harishon. That was only during the first Pesach lifnei matan Torah before matan Torah. Before matan Torah, there was a difference. As opposed to after Matan Torah, even though the matzah that we eat on Pesach is before Chatzos, as we said earlier in Ha'orei Zayin, the Rebbe says over there that it's eaten together with the Korban Pesach, which has to be eaten till Chatzos. So lepoil mamesh we eat before Chatzos. But yet, the bechinas matzis moli vav, it's still matzis full with the vav. And the Rebbe brings also the order here from the pasuk that from the, that says in the Kutei Torah, because it says sheishes yomim toichal matzis, and over there the pasuk uses a vav matzis bevav. It's evident muchach that the matzah that we eat is also from the madrega with a vav, because the pasuk puts a vav in there. Sheyesh bo gam ho'ilui. That even in the matzahs lifnei chatzos has also the advantage of after chatzos. That means it has both milas. It has the mila of koidum chatzos. Sheyesh bo gam. In addition to lau lifnei chatzos, the mila that it has, it also contains after matan Torah the matzahs that we eat before chatzos. It also contains ho'ilui. The nigla aleihem melech malcham lochem hakodesh baruch hu, the advantage that Hashem revealed Himself to them. That's why when we say in the Haggadah, why do we eat the matzah? Zeh she'omar b'Haggadah. This is what he says in Haggadah. Matzah zu she'ono ichli mashul mo. Why are we eating this matzah? Al shum shelo hispik chulu lahachmitz. It's because it didn't get a chance to become chometz. So that means lo hispik lahachmitz, not that they had to watch it, but it didn't on its own. Shema atzma lebo lechimutz. On its own, it didn't come to it. At shenigla aleya melech malcham lochem kodesh baruch hu ga'olam. The Eibishter revealed Himself on His to them and redeemed them. So we have in that matzis also the redemption, the nigla leim, the gilui in the matzis lifnei chatzos, also the advantage of achar chatzos, because this is already after matan Torah. First year there was a difference between lifnei chatzos and achar chatzos. Now even the Lifne Chatzois, we have also the Maila from Lacher Chatzois, the Nigla Aleya Melech Amalcham Lochem Kodesh Baruch Hu Goyle. The Rebbe is going to say, you know, his Bey is going to add to it that actually the matzahs that we have, that we eat, Lifne Chatzois now, is even in a higher madrega of the matzahs of the first Pesach Acher Chatzois. The Lifnei Chatzois matzis, the second year after Matan Torah, that has the Nigla Aleh Melech Malcham Lochem Kadosh Baruch Hu, is even greater than the matzis mole that they had after Chatzois, because it comes after Matan Torah. So after Matan Torah, it's even higher than just the matzis, the Vav Nigla Aleh, but it's even greater than that, because Matan Torah accomplishes even more. Beis v'yeshloimar, we can say the matzah that we eat after Matan Torah, it's even higher. The Pesach Harishon shelifnei Matan Torah, it's even higher than the matzahs with the vav of the first Pesach that was before Matan Torah. Even the level of Nigla Aleim, that's the matzav after Chatzois. But now, after Matan Torah, the matzis Lifnei Chatzois are greater than the matzis even with the Vav. Kimikiv on Shah Gilui de Melech Malcham Alochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beham Matzah Shana Oichlim Lachar Matan Torah. Since the revelation of Melech Malcham Alochem, that Vav in the matzis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the matzah that we eat Lachar Matan Torah, who al yidei k'dimasa avoided, that comes through the introduction of the work, the service. B'kiyum ha-Torah mitzvahs b'meshach kol ha-shana, during observing Torah mitzvahs during the year, k'odem ha-Pesach, before Pesach. They didn't have that after Chatzois over there. As the Rebbe quotes here from the Lashon of the Likutei Torah, that it's inspired and the revelation is by the kiyum of Torah mitzvahs from the whole year round, which gives us that gilui of Nigla Aleya Melech Malcham Lochem. But because it comes from Matan Torah, who gilui Nailo Yeser, it is an advantageous more revelation. This would be similar to, we talk about the advantage of the revelation that comes on Shavuos, the time that we give the Torah, shel achrei ha'avoda, the Sfiras Omer, which follows, comes after the service of Sfiras Omer, how that is greater ala gilui di Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the advantage of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we see Shavuos, because Matan Torah has a greater gilui. Here too, the gilui that we get the next Pesach comes after Matan Torah, it's a greater gilui. Alag yishay a gilui di Yitzias Mitzrayim, for the revelation of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ima yoyisoy gilui naile biyoyisar, even though it's a tremendous elevated gilui, we say Nigla aleyem elch malcham lochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chveidu ba'atzmei, b'chveidu ba'atzmei, that's a tremendous level. Even though it was such a great level of b'chveidu ba'atzmei, the gilui by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and yet mikomakayim, because the revelation came from above, because of the work of above, it wasn't that voides hatachtoinim hayorak lifisho, that was only temporary. But through the work of Sfiras Omer, which is avoides hatachtin shalachrei hagilu diitzis mitzrayim. So when we did this Sfiras Omer, the 7 weeks following Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Avodas HaTachton, that's the work of the low, of the people below, Shalach Re'agil Yitzias Mitzrayim, following the revelation of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mamshichim, so while there is our Memtes, Avodah Memtes, so therefore we extend, we bring down, we draw down, Noisaf Ala Memtes Shorim, in addition to the 49 gates that we worked on during the Sfiras Omer, La'achrei hashleimus demem tesharim. After the completion, the wholesomeness of the 49 gates, gam shar hanun. Also the 50th gate. Shagam shar zen nimshach al yidei avedeseinu. Also that extends, comes down through our service. We don't get it just on our own. You count 50 days, even though in reality we only counted 49 days. Yet the pasuk says tisbru chamishim yoim, because that is actually also connected directly to our service. And how do we get the 50th gate? Only after we worked on the 49 gates. Not only do we get the 49 gate, we get the top, the highest part of the 50th gate, because within the 50th gate, you can have the external, the arich, and you can have the atik of the 50th gate. The atik is the pnimius. So he says, "Ubishar hanun gufa," within the 50th gate itself, noisaf albchina tachtoina shaboy. In addition to the lower level in the 50th gate, she shayeches la mem tes shorim, that is connected to the 49 gates. So it's the 50th, but it's that piece of keser, that piece of mem tes duchmas arich, which is like arich, which is connected to ishtalshlus. Over here, it's the 50th as it's connected to the 49. We also get gam b'china elyoina shaboy. We get also the higher level within the shar hanun, and shon ayla yoser gam magiluditzis mitzrayim, which is even higher. That's also higher than the gilu of yitzis mitzrayim. So we get the 50th, and we get the 50th, and also in a higher level. The Rebbe brings down from the Likutei Torah that what is the Avodah brings down the lower level of the Shar Hanun. The higher level, the Atik level of Shar Hanun, comes by itself. That after you bring down the lower level, through Avodah we get the higher level. The Rebbe brings that down to Ora 17. But the Rebbe brings down from another place in Likutei Torah that, and essentially, that also the higher level comes through Avodah. Alright, that's in the Ha'orah. So the Rebbe says, V'yesh lahosif. And the Rebbe brings down, so it's two parts over here. First of all, it's a, because it comes through Avodah, so that gilui comes down in the pnimius, but it also comes down, there's a higher level hamshocha, so you get from the level of sort of atik, from the removed letter of the shar hanun. So two things. First of all, it comes down in the pnimius, but also it comes from a higher part. The Rebbe explains this in the Hora 19. So the Rebbe said, continues, so we could add here the Mailas Hamatzah Shanoichlim Achre Matan Toira Alamatzis Alamatzah Shalachre Chatzos Shahoyos. To add the advantage of the matzah that we eat today after Matan Toira, which is more, greater, higher than the matzah that they ate after Chatzos when it was Nigla Alayimos. In addition, that the gilu that the matzah with bo al yidei kedima sa'avoyda b'kiyum ha'toyra mitzvos koydom ha'pesach comes by first working the avoyda in toyra mitzvos before Pesach. Elogam, but also mipnei shachilas ha'matzah atzmo hi mitzvah, because eating the matzah now is a mitzvah. After Chatzos, when they went out of Mitzrayim, it wasn't a mitzvah. But here now, Lifnei Chatzos, we're mekayim the mitzvah, but we have the higher level. The Hamatzah Shel Achrei Chatzos Oz The matzah at the after chatzos then hoyso beiker was mainly. And the reason the Rebbe says mainly mipnei shelo hispik betzeka shalav etzenu lahachmitz, because there was no mitzvah in eating matzah, but it was just because the dough did not get a chance to become chometz mitzad dagilui de lamaylo. That was because of what came, a revelation of above. V'loy hoyo baza avoyde v'kiyu mitzvah, there was no service or observance of a mitzvah. So over there, the reason they ate matzah is because it practically didn't get a chance to become chometz, but there's no mitzvah in it. The Rebbe explains in Ha'aretz 20 that although Pesach Mitzrayim there was an Isur chometz yemecha, they couldn't eat chometz, so the fact that they ate matzah not chometz even after Chatzos there was fulfilling the Tziva Kodesh Baruch Hu, because they didn't eat chometz and they were eating matzah, but that's only, the mitzvah is not to eat chometz. There's no kiyum mitzvah saseh by eating matzah. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah. And also, the reason that they didn't eat the chometz or they ate the matzah is not because the Eibishter told them they couldn't eat. There was no chometz available. So therefore, it's not associated that eating of the matzah so much with a mitzvah. And there wasn't a kiyum mitzvah, as opposed to now, the mitzvah that the matzah that we eat now after Matan Torah is tied and connected with the avodah of the person. We're fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas matzah. This aspect is an advantage in the matzah that we ate before in Yitzias Mitzrayim, as the Rebbe brings down Order 21. So L'cheire, over there they were Mekayim the Mitzvah, without the Vav, without the Nigla Aleim, but it was at least a Mitzvah. But the Rebbe says also, the Mitzvah is not the same like the Mitzvah that we do today when we eat the Matzah. Because the main mile of observing a Mitzvah was never really before Matan Torah. Real mitzvahs were Mekayim after Matan Torah, while there was a mitzvah there, but it's not at the same level. But number two, in our matzahs that we eat, Lifnei Chatzos, we also, besides having a real mitzvah, but we have the advantage of after Chatzos. So over there, before Chatzos, maybe they had a shtickle mitzvah, to the level that a mitzvah was before Matan Torah. But today, we have in Zaya mitzvah, and cite the Nigla Aleim Melech Malach HaMelochim Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now, it turns out Be'etzem that today's matzah that we eat on the night of Pesach is much higher after Matan Torah than the matzah that they ate Shalehispik B'tzekes HaVeseinu LaHachmitz. So how come the Haggadah says that the reason we eat matzah is because of Shlohispik Mitzekas of Hisseinu Lachmitz? It's much greater than that. Gimel. So Tzorich Lahavin Masha Emrim. So therefore, we need to understand why we say Matzah Zushona Ichli Mashumo. Why are we eating this matzah? Al Shum Shlohispik Mitzekas of Hisseinu Lachmitz. Because the dough of our father did not get a chance to become chometz. Hare Hamatzah Shona Ichlim Lachre Matan Teiro. But isn't the matzah that we eat after Matan Torah yeshbo maila sa'avoida v'hamaila dikima mitzvah? We have today the advantage of service. You worked, it's after Torah, and it has the advantage. We do a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah for that. Ubeze gufo. Not is it just a regular mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah shel achrei Matan Torah. Because even though, as we said before, there was a mitzvah before also, by Yitzias Mitzrayim in the first night, but it's on a different level of a mitzvah. Today, it's a mitzvah after Matan Torah. So v'heich imrim. So how do we say that the reason that we eat the matzah is because the dough did not get a chance to become chometz? No, it's on a much higher level than that. Hara matzah shon oichlim Lachre Matan Torah, but isn't the matzah that we eat after Matan Torah yesh b'malas ha'avoda? It has the advantage that we work the after Matan Torah. V'mailo de kriyam mitzvah, b'zeh gufa mitzlach Matan Torah. V'eich ha'imrim, how do we say the matzah shonu eichlim, that the matzah that we eat that because it didn't get a chance to become chometz, because that seems to be taking away the zeh shu matzav lo chometz hu ba mimela mipnei shelo hispik lahachmitz. So we're saying that the reason it's matzah not chometz comes automatically because it didn't get a chance to become chometz, and that's not really the advantage. Yeshloimar habiur. So the Rebbe says we can say the explanation. Kimitzvas sipur yitzias mitzrayim hilasapera inyan di yitzias mitzrayim kimoisha hoyoz. We're trying to tell the story of Mitzrayim the way it was then, the way it was in the time of yitzias Mitzrayim. So taka, today we have a higher level, but we're trying to tell what took place then. Va'oid v'ikar, and further, the main thing point is since had Hashem not taken us out of Egypt, we would still be slaves to Parim Mitzrayim. Therefore also now, ubefrat leila Pesach, and especially night of Pesach, when we're celebrating Yitzias Mitzrayim, avsher nivtzoyin kvar l'achre Yitzias Mitzrayim l'achre Matan Torah, even that we find ourselves now after the exodus of Egypt and after Matan Torah, yesh gam hamayim du matzav shehoya oz, we still have that situation, the standing was then. If Hashem didn't take us out, we would have been like that, so we still have that standing now. B'lochein emrim basipur yitzias mitzrayim shebahagoda. That's why we say in the story of yitzias mitzrayim in the Agoda, matzah zu sha'onu oichlim chulu. Why are we eating this matzah? Al shum shle hispik b'tzeka shal v'esinu lahachmitz ad shenigla aleyem melech malcham loch makadosh baruch hu ba'olam. That's what happened then. Why are we eating the matzah now for what happened then, that the dough of our fathers did not get a chance to become chometz until the melech malcham lochim makadosh baruch hu Hashem revealed himself and redeemed them. The matzah she'onu oichlim koidem chatzoyis, that in the matzah that we eat before chatzoyis, yesh b'noyis afal malas ha-matzah de koidem chatzoyis, that in addition to the advantage of the matzah that's before chatzoyis, which is hamayla davoidas ha-tachtim b'kiyum tzivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the advantage of the working the below by fulfilling the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that way it was not in Torah, but there was still a mile of Avedis HaTachton. We also have Gam Mailas HaMatzah Sha'achri Chatzois. We also have the advantage of the Matzah that comes after Chatzois, which is HaMailad Lehispik LaHachmitz, the advantage that it didn't get a chance to become Chometz, which means she Efshin Liyus Bachimutz Lehispik LaHachmitz, it cannot become Chometz Mitzad Agilu Damala Maila, because of the revelation of above. So we have the Avodas HaTachton, but in addition to the Avodas HaTachton, we also have the advantage of the Maila, that it can't even come the Chimutz because of the great revelation of above. In Eisuf Lozeh, in addition to that, B'matzah Shon V'Oichlim, in the matzah that we eat, Yesh Gam Ho'ilui, the Mitzad Matan Torah, we also have the advantage that comes from Matan Torah. Ki yu mitzvah lachre Matan Torah. So we have the advantage as well. It's fulfilling a mitzvah that's after Matan Torah, more than the mitzvah that was done before Matan Torah in the matzahs lifnei chatzos. V'zeiru yzeiru mezun, even more. She yesh bo gam me'ein hamaylo. It also has similar of the advantage. Achilas matzah b'shviz shel Pesach. the eating of the matzah, the seventh day of Pesach, Shiris Shus, which is optional, Shalamayla Mechayva. Optional means that it's higher than Chayva. The Rebbe explains out of 23 that even though that is technically also something that is the Shus all this is the seventh day because the Torah writes it by Sheshes Yomim. And we learn out the 6 day from the 7 day that it's Rishus. So the main thing is Shvir Shal Pesach is considered the Rishus, as the Rebbe speaks in other Maimorim, Shal Lemailo Mechoiv, as the Rebbe points out in the notes over here, which is higher than Choiva. Shehi Me'ein Hachila Delosid Lovei. That is similar to the eating of the future. All that is packed in to the matzah that we eat today. We have the matzah Lifne Chatzoyz, the mitzvah of Lifne Matan Torah. We have the matzah advantage of the gilu, which is lifnei chatzois. You have the mile of the matzah leachrei chatzois, which is nigla aleihem. We have the mile that comes after matan Torah, and we have also the level of rishus, the mile which is mein achilat losid lover, oizdala the yirotzen. Maybe the will befratchem mesaimim, the answer the bracha, especially as we conclude kinog, as is the custom, benisinas tzedakah, by giving tzedakah. Al derech shesiyum dechol yimei ha-pesach u'bishvir shal pesach. Similar that the end of the days of Yom Tov is with shvir shal pesach. And we know that that is mekar of the geula. Tzedakah is mekar of the geula. And therefore, so al derech shasiyum b'shvi'ish pesach, we say the mizu, and more than just shvi'ish shal pesach, the Rebbe brought down shvi'i, the mechila de la'osid lovi, which is rishus, which is higher than chayva. So finish tzedakah, which and the end of the pesach is shvi'ish shal pesach. We say the mizu shasim the chol yimei pesach b'chutz la'aretz, and how does pesach end? Conclude the chutz la'aretz u'ba'achran she pesach. Is the last day of Pesach Shaboy Meir Gidlui Ha'oras HaMashiach, in which the ray of the revelation of Mashiach shines, as Rebbe is mitzayin to the Hayyem Yoim. So that means that we have all the big Giluyim over here, that in Achren Shal Pesach and Shvi Shal Pesach, the idea. And that's why Shalachin Gam Haftoyed Achren Shal Pesach, because Achren Shal Pesach is Gil Oros Mashiach. Also, the Haftoyed of Achren Shal Pesach in Bibiyas HaMashiach is about the coming of Mashiach. V'yesh Lekasher Zegam Im Shmini Shal Pesach. Also, with the fact that it's the 8th day of Pesach, the level, the number 8. Ki Haftoyed Ksiv, the Haftoyed is written in the Haftoyed of Shvi'ish Pesach, Vayemahu Yosef Hashem Shenis Yodei Liknois as Shor Amay Asher Yishoir, that the Eibishter will acquire them, the rest of the people that will be left over. And it talks about Zayin Mekoymes, it talks about seven places, Shalgolus, Asher Mitzrayim Vechulu. And then Vashmini is Iyem Hayom, talks about eight, the Yevim Lematzav Shel Shmini, brings them to a situation of eighth, which is Hamatzav de Gula Hamitis Vashlema, the condition of Gula Hamitis Vashlema, which is the number 8 higher than Ishtalshlus, the Yikuyim Hayyut, so let the promise be fulfilled. The Pashtus, literally, Kol HaProtim, and all the details, the Gabi Pnimius, and also to, in an inner, Molo Ores Deyas Havaya, the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. Kamayim layom mechasim, like the water that covers the sea.